The operative portion of the order passed by the High Court only says that the court below has committed error in passing the impugnant order. Accordingly, the impugnant order is set aside and this civil revision is allowed. No specific order making reference to arbitration was passed. Shri Rajinder Kumar, learned senior counsel for the appellants, has submitted that the main relief claim in the suit is that a declaration by made that the reconstituted partnership deed dated 17th February 1992 was illegal, void and without jurisdiction, as there was no intention or desire on the part of Shri R.P. Singh to retire from the partnership, and that the plaintiffs being heirs of Shri R.P. Singh shall be deemed to be continuing as partners to the extent of his share. The order relief regarding rendering of accounts of all transactions from March 1, 1992 onwards was dependent upon the first relief, in much as Shri R.P. Singh or the plaintiffs were admittedly not shown as partners of the firm in the deed dated 17th February 1992, and unless the said document was declared as void, they could not claim any rights on the basis of earlier deed dated 1st January 1989. Learned counsel was submitted that Shri R.P. Singh or the plaintiffs being not parties to the deed dated 17th February 1992 section of the 1996 Act can have no application to the facts and circumstances of the case, and the court committed manifest error of law in setting aside the order of the trial court and allowing the revision petition filed by defendant number 3. Learned counsel has also submitted that having regard to the facts of the case, the relief of declaration that the partnership deed is illegal or void, or the relief of cancellation, therefore, can only be granted by the civil court and not by an arbitrator. In support of his submission, Shri Rajinder Kumar has placed reliance on the following observations made in K Company Limited versus Raymond and Company India Private Limited. It could not be disputed that the expression arising out of the concerning on connection with or in consequences of or relating to this contract occurring in an arbitration clause in an agreement to purchase goods are of sufficient amplitude to take in dispute as to the validity of the agreement. But arbitration clause cannot be enforced when the agreement of which it form an illegal integral part is held to be illegal.